be.
Cancel everything we've been through. All the killing, all the bloodshed. It's devastating.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. A little glimpse into the world in the Middle East. The reaction to Hosni Mubarak being released from prison. What a nightmare Egypt is in the middle of at this point. And many of the people thought that was just another kick in the gut. The fact that he is out of custody. While the Muslim Brotherhood is trying to say that it's the Christians that are screwing up. They're the ones who are failing the system. And this is why churches have been burnt to the ground. I mean, just violent chaos has descended all over the place. All you need to see is government offices surrounded like a military zone with guns aimed, ready to hit whoever comes in the way. So MB is saying it's the Christians that have done this. The Muslim Brotherhood has lost all sympathy with anyone surrounding them who is of the Christian faith, is what some people are saying anyway. Cairo is a nightmare. Alexandria is a nightmare. It's just violence. It can erupt at any time. So you've got nightly curfews. You have angry mobs all over the place. You have closed roads. You have roads that have cut off food supplies to restaurants and grocery stores. And it's not the Egypt it once was, maybe 3 years ago. And no decision has been made from the United States as to what is the next move. What is the next move here in Egypt? Morsi released a statement saying, "We love Egypt so much, we hope the foreign countries stop misunderstanding about us and the situation now in Egypt." Even at the mosques, apparently, the tide is turning, flipping on MB. So you've got problems outside of mosques. You have problems at churches that weren't burnt down. There's nothing but really pretty much chaos in that region. So while that's happening, in Syria, a terrible situation, as you already know, where people are dead in the streets, or where you've got Bashar Assad, the president of that country, having his goons walk around and shoot people through walls, and the countless number of people who've been killed is, you know, beyond counting now at this point. But the latest thing is getting the proof that chemical weapons have been used on the Syrian people. There have been photographs that have been released of dead kids, of people hysterical, screaming, grabbing the children, running in the streets. I mean, it's bad stuff. And the president said that his line in the sand, which would make his decision on what to do in Syria, would be if there were chemical weapons. So a United Nations team is in there trying to investigate that. So far, it looks like there's been some blocks that have been set up for them. And the further away you get from that, the harder it will be to prove it. So will there be solid proof other than the pictures and the people talking about it and whatnot? That still remains to be seen. Will we end up doing something with Syria in that case? Meaning, is it going to be we dump in military action, or do we end up with more humanitarian aid? The United Nations had an emergency meeting, and one of the things that was discussed is $3 billion to be put into Syria in much-needed money with the amount of refugees they have trying to get out of the country and in various camps. So far, 40% of the money that they've been able to get has come from foreign lands. So decisions have to be made on two hot spots in the Middle East. If you had to make the decision, you had a vote what would you vote to do, both with Egypt and the aid there, and what about Syria? Increase humanitarian aid, do something different, supply weapons, what would it be? And, of course, the problem is, and we saw this with Senator John McCain going into Syria and being photographed with people, and one of them supposedly was an Islamist jihadist. There was claims that that's somebody was in the picture, was somebody who had ties to a wicked branch of Hamas. However, that's part of the problem in this. Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? Who are we backing? What are we doing? To be sure, the people in those countries, the thing they have in common, which is terrible, if you're just the average Egyptian, you're living your life, you're going to the grocery store, it's okay. Now suddenly you're not making any money, you're afraid to leave your house, you don't know what's happening next, but you at least have a house. If you're in Syria, you probably aren't in a house. You are in a camp somewhere. You're trying to get out of the country. You're just fleeing. The word flee is what you're thinking about. Get out of here now. And you have no idea what's going to happen the next day, whether or not you and your kids, if you have children, are going to be able to get to safety somehow. And then your safety is going into the other hornet's nest of Turkey. But you'll take Turkey over the situation in Syria where you could be shot on the spot. But these decisions that have to be made deal with your money and my money and the money that we barely have in the United States. Is it too bad? This is what we do. So if we go into deeper debt, that's what we're going to have to do. I say if you pick a side, you better make sure at least you're 98% that this is the right side. You don't want to go down the wrong road again. That's a big problem. With Mubarak, who was dictatorish, controlled the money, everything was state-run. Egypt was humming along, however, but he was not a good guy. Suddenly, to some people, he's looking pretty good compared to what now has happened in Egypt with the mass chaos and the unbelievable unemployment. Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, by the way, we're going to go to the mailbag this hour. We're going to introduce you to a woman who says personality has a lot to do with whether or not you'll get cancer. Are you a type C personality? Mary Alice Bonwell talks about that. And she also talks about what's happened to the Australian baseball player. And the fact that she believes it has nothing, it's not a racist thing at all. The kids that did it, the guys that did it, were bored and said they were bored, and this is a growing problem. Some people think it might be a double standard because they're comparing it to the reaction to the Zimmerman case and Trayvon Martin, what happened with Trayvon Martin. To be sure, the conversation has just gotten started. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Mary Alice Bonwell next on America Tonight.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
In the Wings is coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. And as I said, she's going to talk about a couple of things. One, does your personality lead you to cancer? Is that a possibility? And the other thing is now what's happened with this Christopher Lane, who was gunned down in cold blood, shot in the back as he was jogging alongside a road in Duncan, Oklahoma. Wow. Story is terrible. The attackers were teens who told the cops they were bored, so they killed him for the fun of it. That's what they said. This poor 22-year-old Christopher Lane, what was he doing? Good kid, well-liked, going to school at East Central University, an Australian native playing baseball there, had lots of potential, but regardless of his potential in playing baseball, he was just an innocent guy working out, hanging out, enjoying life in Oklahoma. So luckily, some people saw the shooting and rushed to try to help. One called 911. The other tried to give him CPR, but it was too late. He lingered for a few minutes. He gasped for air. Then he died on a lonely, lonely stretch of highway in Oklahoma. I mean, what a chilling thing to happen. And even more sickening is they went to Facebook. One of the alleged killers went to their Facebook page and wrote, bang, two drops in 2 hours. So they were on some kind of a killing spree, and they feel like they would have had more bodies that night if they didn't get them. They were hunting people. Well, they were hunting people. Psychopaths, absolutely cold stone killers. And unfortunately, we know other examples of this. You know, to be sure, there are bad people everywhere and there are great people everywhere. But what's happening with some of the kids? What's happening with kids who are saying they're bored? I'm bored, so I'm killing. What? I'm bored, I'm this may be the worst story of all. I mean, that story is terrible. You can't even compare them, I guess. But in Brunswick, Georgia, two teenagers there are accused of shooting a young mother and murdering her 13-month-old child. She was taking, Sherry West was taking her baby out, walking the baby. Some boys came up, demanded she give him cash. Said she wanted money. You know, we want money. And she didn't have any. She was walking her child near her house and said, give me your money or I'm going to kill you and I'm going to shoot your baby and kill your baby. She begged them to spare her child. But one of the boys took out a gun, shot the 13-month-old right between the eyes. Stone cold killers, not even thinking twice. Now, you know what happens is people come out and say, well, that's violent movies and violent video games. And that's cable television. They're desensitized. Do you think that's it? Would you put most of it on that? I mean, could you say, well, it doesn't help, but would you really say that that's it? What is happening? Is it just, like I said, you can certainly point to things and horrible things that have happened in any generation. You can, you know, the pages, the archives are filled with them. Or is this a new trend? Is this something that's pretty scary that we're seeing? A complete disregard for strangers, for neighbors, for human life. That is scary. The complete disregard to just kill somebody, to walk up to a woman walking a young child and to say that and to shoot the baby. Or these three that are in prison now, for what? And now they're part of the prison system at 17 years old, so their lives are over. And the reason they do it is because they're bored. So they thought that it would be funny to do it. So for the fun of it, a poor Christopher Lane just happened to be jogging. Do you think he thought it was his day to die, that somebody was going to come up and do that? Of course not. Of course not. So, to me, it is absolutely worth investigating. It's worth looking into what's going on. Does it have to do with home life? Does it have to do with what's happening in society now? Or are these just statistics that happen to be seeing, but yeah, bad things have happened, you know, throughout the decades. Like I said, I guarantee right now in Mississippi and Missouri and Florida, you could go into the library, you could get the microfiche, if they still have it, and you could go through, sadly, and you could point to some terrible things that have happened. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi, listening to us on 98.1. Hey, Stacy, how you be?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Good. What's on your mind?
A lot of things, but, Trayvon Martin, okay? Even, Jesse Jackson, the president, somebody's president, not mine, but anyway, he's still saying about Trayvon Martin. Okay. They was a white 89-year-old veteran that fought in World War II, okay? Fought in the war and everything. Two black teenagers, 17, 18 years old, they hadn't caught them yet, and told what they one right wearing a do-rag, the other one dressed in black. Beat this man so bad today, he died. And I bet you $1 million. I ain't got $1 million, but if I had, I'd bet it. You won't hear anything from the president or any of those. And, I mean, it's just not right. And
yeah, let me interject there, Stacy. That's a sad story. The guy's name was Dilbert Belton, and he was wounded. This poor guy was wounded in action at Okinawa. Can you imagine? Now he survives that. Then he was beaten, left for dead, and that was it. The people in Spokane are flabbergasted. He was a good guy, tried to help out, was part of an Eagles Lodge and all this other stuff, and this is how he ends up. It's terrible.
And I'm in the war fighting for America and all. The two freaking teenage nuts beating the butt. Because he was white and the kids were black. You won't hear the president or none of them, Jesse Jackson, greeted Al Sharpton, and then say anything about it. Nothing. Because he was white and the kids were black. You won't hear anything about it.
Yeah, it's interesting because you could compare. There's another case like that too. Thanks, Stacy. There's another case like that too that, of course, is not going to be mentioned either. Bill is listening to us in Jackson, Mississippi. One of my favorites. I got some friends there. 12:40 a.m. Hey, Bill.
Oh, hi, Kate. I just want to point out, sadly, the case in Oklahoma reminded me of something that happened here in Jackson about 10 or 12 years ago. There was a military, I think he was Annapolis, potentially to be a graduate naval officer, and he was doing the same thing, jogging along a city street at night, and he was gunned down, and the killers in this case were never even caught at all.
Mm.
And what is scary to me is you hear some of the youth counselors in the schools, and of course, but they're not even reaching the ones who have dropped out in the gangs and et cetera. But some law enforcement, as well as the youth counselor, are saying that somehow it looks like the some of these gang members grow into a situation where they just have no conscience. The right and wrong thing is not even in their psyche, it scares me because where is it going to end? And one thing that some have suggested is, of course, this will never happen, but to have an example executed before a stage with the youth that are in detention to watch this and to say, well, who's next? That'll never happen, but I mean, something like that, some kind of a drastic move would be the only thing that would scare some of them.
Yeah, what's the deterrent? It is very scary to think where are we headed, and what if you have no conscience? Then it's endless. What could possibly happen? And more, Bill, we're seeing that it's frightening.
But then some are not even scared to die. They have no qualms about getting in fights between other gangs, knowing that they may die themselves, and they just don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do we do? So then the question becomes, great caller, Bill, don't be a stranger. What do we as a nation do? What can we do? And that's what Bill's saying. Well, what if you just had an execution and showed them, hey, this is what you're going to end up like. This is what we're going to do to you. But that was the theory behind, remember, the death penalty. That, okay, this is what you would fear. The death penalty if you do something so heinous that we can nail you for that. And a lot of people feel that the death penalty did not do it, did not act as a deterrent. All right, stay with us. Mary Alice Bonwell next. We're talking about, sadly, what happened to that Australian baseball player. Stay with us.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's something in the red parade, something in the way you dress, something in your simple style, something weird and it's a style, something too hard to define, celery is a new vibe. Something pretty, I stand by. Something in your lullaby. Something makes me stick on to. Something I don't have a clue. Can't let loose, I can't let go. Something.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Really pleased to welcome to the show Mary Alice Bonwell. She's got a book out called... She talks about a lot of different things, and one of the things we're going to dive into is... Type C personalities, you knew they were type C, right, are, you know, the people that are super, super nice and not very assertive. They're very appeasing with family and friends who can be annoying, but they deal with it. And I was stunned to learn this. They also account, Mary Alice says, for 75% of cancer patients. Wow. So we're going to talk about that and then the horrific death of the Australian baseball player. Mary Alice, thanks for coming on America Tonight. Hi.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. I had some things that I wanted to tell your audience about the Christopher Lane case, the wonderful Australian baseball player who was so tragically killed. And I was a special ed teacher for over 30 years. And this business about being bored is all too familiar to me. People don't realize that one of the problems that teachers have, especially in special ed, is that a lot of the children seem smart enough in certain areas. They just very, they fasten on certain things, like maybe comic books or sports or video games, but other things bore them. And they would really rather cause a ruckus in the classroom than they would to be bored. They cannot handle boredom. And so I was really, that caught my attention when the stories came out of these three teens. And,
yeah, I mean, what a tragic thing, as you're saying along those same lines, if you saw this years ago, wouldn't people term, so if kids were like that and they were trying to get in trouble, weren't they just marked as, oh, bad eggs, troublemakers, just get them through and let's get them out of school? Was it kind of like that?
Well, I think the teachers try to do what they can, but it makes it very difficult in the classroom because of these kids very often do want to cause trouble, and they want to have excitement. They're not afraid of authority at all. And so being bored is not just a light matter. I think it's hard for a normal person to believe that somebody can just can be bored and then just go out and kill somebody. Well, that is, see, it's not normal. But I'm not saying that these kids have ADHD, attention deficit disorder. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there is a kind of personality in which boredom plays a part.
So do you think now after they said this about, you know, preying on Christopher Lane, as you mentioned, the 23-year-old Australian baseball player who was only in the wrong place at the wrong time jogging when they went after him and then ultimately killed him?
Well, I think some people are trying, because they can't believe that it could possibly be just boredom, then they want to blame it on racism. But I think that would be a secondary factor, actually, and that boredom would be a very important part. And another thing is this business about thinking it's funny. In studying different aspects of personality, I discovered that humor is one thing that is definitely affected, and that very often psychopaths and people of this nature think that it's very funny when somebody is hurt, somebody, not themselves. And so this is part of that personality. I remember a boy that was actually very smart, had a wonderful vocabulary, but he did think it was very funny when somebody got hurt. We had to keep an eye on him out on the playground.
Wow. Terrible. You think that's something that, and it's interesting you bring it up, so to not get confused and start to just label this a racist situation, that maybe we need to take a closer look at that. Obviously, people are looking at personalities, and as you took the words out of my mouth, I was going to say, well, this is a psychopathic type of behavior.
Yeah,
very scary. Do you think it's on the rise?
Oh, yes, definitely. This is something I talk about in my book, Decoding the Enigma. Because I talk about how degenerative diseases are increasing at a very high rate. And for some reason, we haven't made the connection that if these degenerative diseases are increasing, how can personality stay normal? There is a connection between these diseases and personality. For example, the thing is, we think of diseases like diabetes and heart disease, and we don't see that personality plays any particular part. No, it doesn't, because diabetes involves high blood sugar, and heart problems usually involve clogged arteries. However, there are diseases in which the immune system plays the main part. And in these cases, when the immune system plays a part, then personality is affected. And this is where this business of the type C personality comes in. C has to do with cancer. And it's a type of personality that is found in very often in people who do have cancer. They may not know they have cancer.
And what is it about, you know, as you say, the C personality, that they're people pleasers, don't want to rock the boat? I described some of it. How did you uncover that? What did you find in your book? What do you talk about with that?
Okay, well, what I discovered, I was looking into conflict and what affects people that are overly aggressive and people that are overly passive. Right. And I discovered some research that had been done that just struck me, because this type of personality just sounds so much like political correctness. Being so nice, not being able to handle conflict, being just always wanting to please. and being very self-sacrificing to an extreme. And these people are very compliant with external authority, too.
So what would you tell people then? Would you tell people, hey, don't be afraid to challenge? I mean, that's scary to think of that. I can name probably three people in my life that fit that description.
It is really scary. And one thing that has kind of fooled us is that people tend to think that the personality comes first, and then that causes the immune system to be suppressed. You have a personality that's kind of is suppressive, and it doesn't express itself. And then it causes you to get cancer. But I frankly think that it's the other way around. That if you do have cancer, then with the weak immune system, you are kind of passive and can't handle conflicts.
Mm. Wow, interesting.
And so it's a matter of working on health. To get, it's not that you can directly say, I'm going to assert myself. What you have to do is work on your health.
Right. So people listening now across the country, that's what you would tell them. Because if I say to someone, all right, listen, America, I'm going to introduce you to a woman that's going to tell you that 75% of cancer patients, you can trace this back, we believe, to people with this type C personality, and that means you're nice. You're not super assertive. You cooperate. You appease everybody. You know, that's a crazy statistic to throw out there. So right immediately people are going to say, wow, Mary Alice, what do I do? I'm that person. I don't want people upset around me, so I'm willing to take the hit for the team. So you would tell them to work on their health, but also not to be afraid to say what they think. Right.
That's right. And I go into a lot of detail in my book about how to work on your health. In fact, the thing is, what you have to do to understand these things is to kind of go back to the time when we were healthy and ask what happened.
Mm.
We knew 100 years ago that the diet that Westerners ate is just not healthy. When we had missionaries and colonial physicians in Africa and other places, and they would write back that the natives never got cancer or heart disease or ulcers, but the Westerners in their little enclaves in the colonies would have these diseases. And yet it never occurred to us that if we continued having this diet generation after generation after generation, that there might be problems involved with that.
Yeah. Wow, fascinating stuff. Pick up the book, Decoding the Enigma, The Real Reasons for the Decline of Our Country, and look at that type C. We're out of time. Mary Alice Bonwell, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Real
Very
eye-opener.
Nice. Nice to talk with you, Kate.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary Alice.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We're rounding another corner here for this hour of America Tonight, and so many of you have bombarded me with terrific emails that I felt like it was time that we put on our shoes and ran down to the mail room and checked out a few of them.
You have mail, mistress.
We need to pay our guy more. Did you hear that? Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Woo! Excellent. All right, so this one is from Ricky, listening to us in Spokane, Washington. And Ricky says, Kate, did you hear the story about the World War II vet that was beaten to death? How awful is that? I'm embarrassed that it happened here in Spokane. We have wonderful people. It was just two teenagers who obviously had no regard for human life. He was in the parking lot of a Eagles Lodge, and it's unbelievable, and it's been all over the place here. People tried to track down the suspects, but they couldn't find them, and that's the sad part of this all. And they're trying desperately to find those teenagers, and I hope they find them by the time you read my email. What do you do? It's complete and utter disregard for human life. Yeah, well, we were talking about that, the fact that where you have no conscience, and unfortunately we've seen this in some of these crimes. I mean, what is this? It's a terrible crime. A 16, 19-year-olds, whatever. And, you know, what's going on? What's happening here? And not very much was actually made of this story, and more should be made of it, because I think it's a terrible tragedy, without a doubt. Coming around the side, just why was the attack made on him? What was that about? And there are many people that are taking this and saying, okay, so you saw what happened with the whole Trayvon Martin thing. Well, what about this? How do you relate to this? What kind of attention should this get? This man served our country, took a bullet for our country, and then this is how he ends up. Yeah, tragic, no matter how you slice this up. There's nothing good that happened here. World War II vet, Okinawa, unbelievable. Beaten, bludgeoned to death by two teenagers. Awful. All right, this one is from Jack. And Jack is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. And he says, Kate, I have to tell you, when I look at the Middle East, you call it the checkerboard. It is the checkerboard. I think you've heard you refer to it before as the sands of time that are taking up all our time. And ultimately, it's quicksand. And I have to agree with you. It is quicksand. There is no win-win here anywhere as far as the eye can see. What do we do? You think thousands of years, religious discord, and now we're right square in the middle of it. But how can we not be? It is such a tricky, tricky thing to maneuver. And now we have Syria and Egypt to contend with while we're pulling out of Afghanistan. What a mess. Yeah, what a mess. What an understatement. Absolutely. You're right. 2014, the full pullout, leaving some diplomats behind and some other people to help out the Afghan police force and to help the military. But we're done. We're out. We're gone, right? The tanks are gone. We're looking at the whole removal thing, getting out. What happens to Afghanistan once we leave? We look and see what's now lately been happening with Iraq. And now Egypt is tearing itself apart. And Syria has been in a mess for the last 2 years. Now they're talking about the fact that you might have chemical weapons allegedly being used on people and kids, and the kids are wrapped up in sheets, and it's just a horrific thing to see. The pictures are terrible. And this is where our president said, this is it. This is where the rubber meets the road, but so far that hasn't happened. The rubber hasn't met the road, so, you know, you be the judge. We only have limited funds. We have a voluntary military. What are we doing? What are we doing with the Middle East as a whole? And if I'm an Israeli, I'm glad that Benjamin Netanyahu there is there because he's ready. He's ready to roll. Whatever we have, we will lob it at whoever wants to come after us. Iran, whoever. You want game on, we are on. But if Iran gets involved in something, then we are absolutely in. We are there for, I mean, not Iran, if Israel. Israel gets involved with something with Iran, we are 100% in on that, 100%. All right, this one is from Ron. Ron says, hello, Kate Delaney. Been listening to the show for quite some time now. I have to say, there was nothing that saddened me more. It's almost like I don't even want to listen to the news anymore than the story about the baseball player from Australia who was shot, the kid supposedly bored, and then the story breaks that this is part of a gang initiation. Really? Is this what it's come to? Somebody who comes to the United States is just running down a road, is part of a gang initiation. You cannot bring his life back no matter what happens to the people who were arrested, the kids who were arrested. It's just too damn bad, and it's wrong on all levels. I hate to say this, but they ought to fry him. Oh, yeah, listen. They found the police found the shotgun, the .22 caliber gun that they think was used to kill Chris Lane is his name, and a whole bunch of ammunition, and it's awful. Here he was running, just doing what he normally did every day, and now he's dead. And the fact that his murder could have been part of a gang initiation. And by the way, that story comes from a guy named James Johnson, the father of a boy who was supposedly also targeted by the three that were arrested, who were accused of killing Chris Lane. So the police aren't saying anything more other than that. I mean, they have him in custody, and they're, of course, investigating it, and then we'll go from, you know, we'll go from there. All right, we actually did get some lighter fare in the mailbag. Woohoo! We need some funny. We need some light. We need something, right? And, because it can't all be heavy, heavy, heavy. So I got this from, I got this one from Big Ben, who said, it's funny, we did talk about this during the week briefly. Kate, are you a convert to Duck Dynasty yet? I love me some Duck Dynasty. Not a big reality fan, but got hooked into the show with my buds watching it. And I have to say, it is quite funny. And obviously people agree because they had blowout ratings for their season debut. Did you happen to see it? I implore you, if you have not watched it yet, watch it, watch it, watch it, girl. I have not watched it. I've seen little clips of it, but I haven't watched it. But I am going, I want to see what it's about, I promise you, because I've gotten a ton of emails from different people about it. And when I say a ton, I've gotten like, you know, eight. But that's a lot on Duck Dynasty.
You've referred to it enough that you should have seen something.
No, no. Because I do not have the time to watch reality television, but I am going to watch it. You know, it's through the miracle of on demand, I will be able to watch it. So I am curious. I want to see, because all kinds of people watch this. You know, there's not really one demographic. Like you say, well, is it men that are watching it? Is it teenagers that are watching it? Is it couples that are watching it? I mean, lots of people are watching it. So they've captivated an audience, and 11 million people, which is crazy. 11 million was how many that watched on the debut, and that's a huge number. I mean, if you look at the popular television shows on primetime, they can't even touch it. What does that tell you? Like Family Guy, Big Bang Theory, all of that can't even touch it. That's crazy. I mean, that's 11 million people are watching Duck Dynasty, so I promise you I'm going to watch an episode. I will give you my review on Monday. Thanks so much for everybody who listened to the show, called in, sent us notes, all that kind of stuff. We appreciate it. Remember, hook up with us. Go to americatonight.net.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.